Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is holding in Chapter 3 of Yevamot, Mishneh Hey, Mishneh 5. Shlosha Achin. We have three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Nisuyim Shtei Achayot. And two of those brothers are married to two sisters, Rachel Velea, Ve'echad Mufneh. And the third brother is Mufneh, is single or free. It's interesting, the restrooms on the El Al airplanes, when the restroom is unoccupied, it says panui. Panui is the same shorish, the same root as mufne. So met echod mibalei hayot. So Nebuch, one of the husbands of the two sisters, passes away with no children. Va'asa ba mufne ma'amar. So the single brother performs a ma'amar. Now we've mentioned ma'amar before, and again, it's the rabbinic level kiddushin that the Yavam performs with the Yavama, perhaps giving her a ring or something of value. Maybe they'll throw a lachayim, throw a party for their, basically it's like an engagement. Now, the ma'amar is a rabbinical level kiddushin. Kiddushin on a in a regular marriage context, without a yibum involved, a kiddushin does make her a fully married woman because kiddushin is a biblically valid legal connection. This ma'amar is a rabbinic level connection. We're going to see that has an impact on what to do here. Ve'achar kach, and after this happens, met ochiv hasheni. His other brother, married to the sister, passes away. So the Mufna brother, the originally single brother, we'll call him Levi. So Levi's now done ma'amar to the widow of his first deceased brother. And ma'amar is a rabbinic level connection. But now the second widow is up for Yibum. And so he has to do something to take care of that. So here, Beit Shammai Omri, Beit Shammai holds Ishto Imo. His wife is already with him, meaning that ma'amar that Levi did was strong enough, even though it's a rabbinic level kiddushin, it's strong enough to designate her as his wife already. The holo, so the other widow, the second widow, teitse, she goes out, she can marry someone else without chalitz or yibam, mishum achot isha, because she's the sister of his wife. That's one of the arayot, the family relationships we mentioned in the first chapter. So according to Beit Shammai, she's not even in the ballpark, not in the running for Yibam or Chalitza, because Levi's already done Ma'amar and effectively married enough the first widow to knock the second widow out of the running. Beit Hillel Omri, Beit Hillel disagrees. They say, Motzi et Ishto beget of Chalitza. Sadly, he has to divorce the first wife using a get. And then now the get is to undo the Ma'amar. Just like after a kiddushin in a normal marital context, she's a married woman, and if they want to get divorced, they would require a get. Uba chalitza. And they also need a chalitza to dissolve the zika that obligates her to get a yibam or chalitza before marrying somebody other than the brothers. The eshet ochiv, and the wife, the second widow, the wife of the second brother to pass away, b'chalitza. She needs a chalitza. She never got a marmar, so she doesn't need a get, but she needs a chalitza before she marries someone else. Zohi she'amru, about this case, they say, Oy lo al ishto, it's sad for him about his wife, his ma'amar wife, who he wanted to marry in Yibam. Oy lo al eshet achiv. And it's sad about the second widow also. He can't have Yibam with either of them. The reasoning behind Beit Hillel is the ma'amar quasi-marriage is not strong enough of a marriage to knock the other sister out of the running for Yibam, and therefore you have two sisters falling to Yibam in front of the same man. Both of them are Ahot Zikukato, the sister of the Zika. The Zika, again, is the connection we mentioned at the beginning of this chapter, the obligation of the brother to take care of the widow of his deceased brother. Let's go on to Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Achin. We have three brothers, Shnayim Mehen, and two of them, Nesuim Shtei Ahayot, are married to two sisters. Similar case, as we mentioned, Ve'echad, but the third brother, Nesui Nochrit. He's married to a completely unrelated woman. We'll call her Sally. Met echod mebalei hayut, and one of the husbands married to sisters passes away. Vekonos nasui nochrit et ishto. So the man married to Sally, konos means brings her in, like coming in, like a Beit Knesset is where we go in to pray. So he brings her in, he marries her in Yibam. And of course, he's the only brother who could do it because the other brother is married to the sister of this widow, so he's out of the running. Umet, and then unfortunately, this third brother, who is married to Sally, and we'll call her Rachel, the first widow, he passes away. So in this case, with the widows, Harishona, the first widow, meaning Rachel, Yotza Mishim Achot Isha. She goes out free with no chalitza or yibum because she's the sister of his wife, because the only surviving brother is married to Rachel's sister, Leah. Vashnia and the second wife, Sally, for the first widow to get the yibum, Mishum Tsarata. She goes out because she's the co-wife of an erva, of a woman related through family bonds to the brother or his wife. Recall, that's the subject of the very first Mishnah in the first chapter. Also, Mamar, what if he didn't konas her, bring her in with a yibum marriage, but he just did Mamar, again gave her a ring, it's a rabbinical level kedushin, Umet, and then he passed away, leaving Sally and Rachel. Nochrit choleset v'lo mityabemet. So the non-related sister, the non-related wife, sorry, Sally, needs to get chalitza, but she can't be married in Yibum. Now this follows the opinion of Beit Hillel from the prior Mishnah that Mamar does form a quasi-marital bond, but not big enough of a bond to make them really and truly co-wives, and not big enough of a bond to knock out chalitza or yibum here. So the brother who died second, the middle brother here, who was married to Sally originally, that marriage to Sally is a biblical-level marriage, and then he had Ma'amar, rabbinic-level marriage, to Rachel. So according to Beit Hillel, that rabbinical-level Ma'amar marriage is not strong enough to make them real co-wives, so Sally still needs to be taken care of. She still needs a chalitza before she can go marry someone else. But she cannot be married in Yibum because the Ma'amar makes her a little bit like a co-wife of Rachel, and the surviving brother, of course, is married to Rachel's sister, Leah. Now the Mishnah brings another case, another variation here. Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Nisim Shtei Achayot, two out of three are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, Echad Nasui Nochrit, and the third brother is married to Sally. Met HaNasui Nochrit, Sally's husband passed away, the Konos Echad Mebali Achayot et Ishto. And one of the brothers married to the sisters marries in Yibum Sally. Then sadly, Vamet, he passes away as well. So now Sally and Rachel are falling to Yibum in front of the only surviving brother who's married to Rachel's sister Leah. So as we've seen before, Harishona, the original wife, Rachel, Yotza, she goes out free with no chalitza or Yibum, Mishum Achot Isha, because she's the sister of the only surviving brother's wife, Shnia. And Sally, Mishum Tsarata, because she's the co-wife of Rachel. Again, the subject of the very first Mishnah. Also, Ba'mamar, Vemet, if the middle brother had not married Sally in a full Yibum, but only given her the ring and the designation that they're going to do Yibum before he passed away, so then Nochrit Holetzit Lo Mityabemet. So then again, Sally needs a Chalitza to release her, but she can't be married in Yibum because the Ma'amar marriage makes her a little bit like a co-wife of Rachel. So she's kind of a co-wife of Rachel, so the man married to Leah can't marry her, but it's not a big enough co-wife, not complete co-wife, so that to exempt Sally as being a tzara, a co-wife of an erva. So Sally still requires a chalitza before she can marry someone else. Yashar kochachem, zay gesund.